You will sleep better than you have ever slept. You've never been this relaxed. Are you ready to change your life?
I'm Rusty Diamond, certified hypnotist. You don't need to leave your house. You can stay in your bed. You can stay in your favorite chair. You just need a computer or your phone. You can get a hold of me. Stay at home. I'll make your life better.
HypnosisIsGreat.com.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.
Yo, man. Boomus Rusty. What's up, everyone? It is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Welcome to the podcast. Now in Pennsylvania, the podcast, PA, you know? Yeah, from wherever these towns are around me. We can go with Intercourse, Gap, Mounds, Fertility. What else? Blue Ball. Shit, what? I can't remember the other ones, but there's some other ones. So yeah, from around there, man. Anyway, thank you everyone for listening here on the Rusty Diamond Podcast Network. And if you are listening to this on a podcast somewhere and you want to watch it and you're like, ah, I can watch it too, go on to YouTube or Rumble, type in Public Access Podcast, the Public Access Podcast. If you type in Public Access Podcast, there's some poser bitch. Fuck them. They're doing their thing, but fuck them. Stole my name, sort of. And if you are watching this on Rumble or YouTube and you say, man, I don't want to look at this guy's face, I want to punch him, that's all right. But you're like, damn, dude, I like his content and his guests are fucking awesome. Then you just go and you go anywhere you listen to podcasts, except maybe your hipster one there, dude. There's my stupid joke. Anyway, speaking of stupid joke, it's time for me to not be the one talking, so I don't do stupid jokes over and over for the same show. So there you go. So it's gonna be one of these shows, I think. So it's time for me to bring on my special guest right here and right now. And right here and right now, my special guest is a Jukebox Ginger. What is up? How you doing,
man? I am doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be a guest. I'm always so busy hosting other shows, so I appreciate you having me on.
Dude, yeah, like we were saying when I was a guest on News, man, I fucking love it, dude. It's just, you just show up and you're at the end, dude, I could just like click off and it's done. Like, I'm like, okay, this is it. I don't have to do anything afterwards. I can just stop and there's nothing, and just on to fucking chit chat or whatever it is. What's kind of a weird podcast format you've got to do? Like, you've gone on some podcast and they want you to do something weird.
I haven't had a really weird one yet. I mean, most of the guest shows that I've been on are like, hey, who are you? What do you do? And that's kind of cool, you know, and actually not very many people ask me who I am. So, you know, there's that.
Who but, are you? And the deep question will be the next question.
So my name is Jukebox Ginger. That's my host name. I host JG's Lounge Network. We currently have 19 active shows and am the executive producer, director, whatever you want to call it. I run the network I got a couple of admins and stuff, but I do. I have three of my own shows, and then I help produce and manage the rest of them.
Dude, I don't know how you fucking do it. 19 is a crazy fucking number, dude.
It's up there, man. It's still going.
I thought 3 or 4 was a lot, dude. I think I was at maybe 4 and like 3 running pretty constantly, dude. And that was a lot. 19 is like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. I would say 11 of them are pretty consistent, which is still like a ton of shows. But then the rest of them are kind of like, when can we do it sort of a thing, which is fine. And I'm fine with that.
And yeah, and those ones are what they are, dude. And it's cool. Like, but you got to have them separated. You got to, as the Offspring says, man, you got to keep them separated. Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, man, someone was talking about the Offspring the other day. I forgot who it was. Forgot why they're talking about the Offspring or how it got brought up. But it did. Someone started talking about the Offspring, and I was like, yep, the Offspring, man. Yeah, the Offspring. Shit, dude.
You ask anybody that was born after 2000, they probably don't even know who they are.
Right. Which is wild. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things that brings it back, and I don't know. It's just, this is my nostalgia podcast. That's a different podcast, different day, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. So, like, what kind of other podcasts do you have? Like, what are some of the ones you got going?
My original show was Star Dumb, like RRDUMB. The premise behind the name is, stardom is a rise to fame. And nowadays, the stuff that goes viral is the stupid shit that people post online. So that came up with Star Dumb. And it's actually kind of speaks for itself. I have guests on and I don't tell them what the topic is until we're live. That way it's more raw interactions and it's perfect for clips. That one is great. I have In the Lounge, where we have like aspiring artists and people that are climbing up the ladder pretty quick on to talk about kind of how they got into music and their life before. And then the newest one, Singed Eye Sockets, is a perception podcast where I find like cold case files that haven't been like solved yet. And I have guests on and I present the facts and then we all kind of come up with our own idea of what happened. So nobody's right or wrong.
Well, I mean, someone's right and wrong.
Well, somebody is. Just nobody knows who it is.
Just don't know, man. Someone's got to be right or wrong on it, you know?
It usually ends with somebody, some sort of conspiracy theory that we all agree on.
Which is probably the right answer. Anyway. Yeah. You know, like, oh, man, I might have something to push your way for that one.
I'll have to have you on that one. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a little fun. It's funny. It's serious. It's everything, man. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, man, your show was fun, dude. Like I just came on and you're like showing me pictures, just like random pictures. And it's like, okay. Cool, dude. Like, let's fucking talk about this, dude. I like this. Just fucking random and like it keeps you going. Cause like with some of these shows, like you can just get into the habit of here's my same spiel. And you know, while it's cool, like I don't know, man, because I don't know, it's hard to sometimes, because I don't want to give people the same thing, and like but I want everyone to have like a tight interview that they can fucking, I think everyone should have that tight interview where it's like, here's what my facts are. If you want to like know you want to know the Jukebox Ginger story, you go and you pop on, you know, whatever podcast you were on where you like, I'm sure there's a podcast you were on where you told your story of sorts. And you got to have those, man. You got to you got to have them. But then you got to, but then, you know, then you're only more excited when you go on shows and you got fucking showing some crazy AI picture. That was something I wanted to circle back to. Because that's, you know, what happens.
That's all good.
So you're talking about the music. So where are you with AI music? Because in the last week, I've seen some shit that's been fucking amazing. Like what they just did, what they just went up to from what it was before that to what there is right now with some shit I just saw on TikTok. There's, I don't know, man, dude. It's fucking like, it's cranking out bangers now. Like it was like, dude, this is pretty cool, but it's not quite a banger with everything. But now it's just like, dude, everything's a fucking banger. Not everything, but like they're hitting it with not a lot of prompts given. And it's stolen basically, but you know, people that aren't musically and talented, not musically inclined or as talented, is kind of a, you know, a level up kind of a deal. And I don't know, where are you with everything? I'm iffy and on the fence of it all.
I think with the AI music, it depends, like if it's if the vocals are yours or not. 'Cause I know AI can do like the vocals as well. I think the music's, it's good. It's not creative, but it's good. But I think when it comes to like doing the voices, if it's not like an organic voice, there's no emotion to it, and you can kind of hear it in the music.
It was. I think it's changed. I think
Really?
it's changing over right now. It's
Huh.
very close if it's not. Because I
Okay.
was, yeah, I don't know, dude.
I
I
haven't
don't know,
listened
man.
lately, so I'm not sure.
This last week, I don't even know where I would look on it. It was some TikTok thing that I don't know. But anyway, so dude, I don't know. It's fucking pretty nuts.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I mean, I will check it out. Last I listened to AI was probably a couple months ago. I don't really listen to AI music that much.
Which is a long time in AI music
Right.
advancement. Yeah, like 2 months ago, dude, like it was pretty easy to like throw down a pretty decent track with AI and like, but yeah, like the audio always sounded kind of weird, but now it's not, man. It's let me
I was
see.
gonna
Actually,
say, can you play like a little bit?
I think I might be able to. I got there's a site and it'll have some stuff on here. So let me grab this here and
Okay.
be able to share it.
Have you at least while you're doing that, have you done any?
Not on this. I've done some with the other one, with some other ones, and made some pretty cool shit, I think, but not kind of as cool as this. So let's see what sounds like a okay. Eye of the Tiger Gregorian chant, man. There you go.
Let's
There's fucking
try
what do we
it.
have
Let's
here?
hear it. So this is strictly AI.
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
That is.
See if I can get to the chorus.
Lose your grip on the dreams
Interesting. I don't know,
Okay.
man. I don't know. I don't know how I
Yeah.
feel about
Man, I wish
that.
I could find these ones I found on TikTok that were fucking so let's see, TikTok Suno. Maybe I can search that here. But I don't
I
know.
don't.
Yeah.
I just that was rough. I mean, it sound the quality was there, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. No, I get you, man. And I don't either, man. I can't fucking figure it out, man. I can't figure out what I want and what I would do with it if I was fucking around with it. 'Cause I kept going like, well, I mean, with that kind of opening up, where does that fucking take you?
What genre? You don't know what genre or anything you would do if you were to do AI music?
I've done some AI music and I've done some, but I don't I don't like fucking vocals in music. That's my
That's
hot
fair.
Take.
That's fair.
I don't. I feel it's like when I get a pizza, if I go to get a pizza somewhere new, I will always start out with a slice of cheese, because if you the rest is just kind of putting makeup on a pig of if you're just putting shit over it. But like if you have a good base, like then it's all good, man. And it's all in fun, and you get in the pit and try to love someone.
yeah, I mean, honestly, a good sauce and a good cheese is really all you need. Anything else? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love toppings, but
yeah, me too.
If you have a crappy sauce or a crappy cheese, then the rest of it doesn't matter, anyways.
Yeah. So wait. So where are you in the
Kansas
world?
Kansas City. Kansas City.
Kansas City. That's right. Okay. And you're on the
Kansas side.
Kansas side. Okay, that's right. Because, yeah, because then I ended up doing that other.
Yeah, that's Life with Evolution.
Okay. All right. I got you now, man.
One of the other shows on my network.
Yeah, one of the 19, man.
Well, yeah. Hey, it feels good to say it, but it is a lot.
Dude, 19, like, yeah, dude, it's just fucking it's so fucking many, dude. Like,
well, you know, is, so. What was it? I think last summer, my wife said, "Hey, you know, you're really investing a lot of time into your podcast." Well, you know, and I'm like, "Oh, God, okay." So I took like 2 months off.
What'd and you do for those 2 months?
I think I got some stuff done around the house, spent time with the family, which I still do. But the problem was is that I was trying to crank out episodes to get to 100 episodes on the first podcast.
Because
I don't know why I just did. I was just trying to get content out there, and then I was like, okay, cool. So I'm going to take a little break. So I took like 2 months off and I was like, how can I do this to where, because I enjoy it, but I don't have to dedicate the hour of sitting in front of the computer several times a week.
Right.
Because besides streaming the shows, I do literally 90% of everything on my phone. Like that's the editing, the distribution. I do all of it on my phone. And
that's out of control, man.
So I was like, I want to build a network because I know plenty of people who want to do it. And that way I can still kind of run it behind the scenes and still crank out content and it's still, you know, make clips and all that stuff. And it's been great, man.
And so, I mean, so then when did you decide to come back?
When I came up with the business concept of it, JG's Lounge. I mean, I love doing it, man. I don't go out to clubs. I don't go out to, you know, bars or anything like that. I don't go hang out with friends because I don't. I mean, I work so many hours. All I want to do is come home.
Yeah.
So and, coming yeah. doing this is me going out, man. I love this.
Yeah, it's a lot better going out this way than going out like
right.
in reality.
If you piss me off, I can just turn off the camera.
Right. Have you had that happen?
No, I'm waiting, man. I'm pretty easy to get along with, though. I mean. You can be pretty far-fetched and out there, and I can still at least play into it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've pissed some people enough off. Pissed some people off enough to have them turn off the thing before.
You have. Well, for I mean, sure. This is what, yeah. episode 556, so I would imagine you've at least had one.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been other people's shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You say fuck too much.
I don't know, man. This one guy, he came on. It was called like a 1 minute podcast, and he was trying to punk me, dude, like this whole time, dude. But he's like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna do like a minute podcast. It's gonna be about like you tell your story in a minute or something." And I'm like, "Okay, dude, whatever. That sounds like this could be interesting." And he comes on, and he's like. I don't know, man. He said something really fucking odd, like, you know, like if your dad was butt fucking you and your mom was on the other side, like, would you fucking to get out? Would you back up to onto your dad or push forward into your mom? And then just like to like you know throw off everybody. And I said something then fucking really weird or something to like. Make it even worse.
Yes.
Because that's what you have to do with that kind of shit. Like, dude was just trying to fucking catch me off guard. I'm like, nope, not me, man. And so I said something, then he fucking eventually just hung up, and that was kind of
Did he
The end of
ever
it.
did he publish it?
Nope. He, and then yeah, there was some other one where I fucking pissed someone off. Because we had some difference of opinion on something, and like I don't know, whatever, and just like yeah, just stopped it. I forgot who it was and why that was, but
It's a podcast
fuck
world,
him,
man. Come on,
right?
you gotta accept other opinions. Like, you don't have to agree with
Right. Yeah, I just got so fucking pissed off, just like I'm done, and
them.
like all right, well I guess it wasn't gonna be a probably good podcast anyway, so.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, I had someone recently reach out to me that wanted me to take down a podcast episode, their podcast episode, because of some shit that they said in it. And it was like over a year old. And I'm like, no, like I'll take your name off of it if you really want me to, but I'm not going to take it down. Like I put a lot of fucking time and effort into this,
Right.
like, and I don't want there to be like episode 221, and then there's no episode 222, and then 223. Like, where people are going to ask me, like, where's this episode? And I'll be like, someone wanted me
Right.
to take it down, so I didn't take it down. I think I made it unlisted on YouTube, but then I left it up
Right.
on the thing. And then she got really pissed off, and she ended up calling me some names, and then blocked me, or maybe I blocked her or something. I don't know. I was just like, yeah, dude,
I'm there with
I'm
you,
done
man.
with this. Like, yeah.
I've had one episode on Stardom, and this guy was talking about his friend and something he did when he was younger, and his friend's wife was pissed off about it, and so he reached out to him and said, "Hey, I don't can't believe you said that, blah blah blah." But then that guy reached out to me, and he was more off the wall than the guy that I had on was, and I'm like, "Dude, like you're clearly crazy." Anyways, so I just put it back up. I didn't even like. I just like did what you did, unlisted it, and then I was like, "Nah, I'm putting it back."
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, like you said it, it's out there on the internet, man. Like, unless, like, I don't know. I can't think of a reason why to really take an episode down. Cause then I was asking if she wanted to do another episode. And then she's like, well, we'll just record this and put it, you know, as the new one. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I don't really want to fucking record with you anymore. Like, I'm over it, man. Like, that's it. I'm fucking done, dude. I don't want to fucking, what am I gonna say? Like, so
We've already kind of got this friction going on right now. The last thing I want to do is do another hour and a half with you.
yeah, right? Yeah, I'm fucking done, dude. Like, fuck off. Like, you know what? You want to have a podcast. Yeah, you want to put some time into it, go for it. But
Right.
I don't know, I probably wouldn't want to be your guest.
Right.
I'd probably say no. I don't say no to a lot of podcast guesting opportunities. There's been very few I have declined, and if I have declined, I can't think of one that I have declined, but I know there have.
Are you pretty good at organization? So like, 'cause I know you book yourself on a lot of stuff, and then you book guests several weeks out.
Yeah, I have everything on my phone. I have it all, my Zoom links to my Google Calendar, so I can see kind of what's what. But I don't do, people have Calendly and shit like that, and I don't
I
like it,
tried it.
dude.
It's garbage. I can't. It's
Yeah.
confusing. It's yeah. No, I'm
Yep.
with you.
Okay. So I'm not the only one, dude. I was just like,
No.
fuck this, dude. And then I've had people get pissed off at me because my booking thing is too hard to do. Like talking to me, they're like, you don't have a Calendly? I can't just like click on a thing and like get it. I'm like, no,
No.
like I do my booking, like this is how it's done. And then, but then if people are like that, I'm usually just like, well, fuck it. Like you're probably not gonna be the right person for the
Right.
show anyway. It's like I'm just gonna pass. And I don't know, yeah, like I've told a lot of people, especially in this last batch of bookings, that I'm passing on them. It was less before, I think, but I've definitely kind of been able to zone in more on who I think is going to be a quality guest of
Right.
someone that I feel. So I mean, basically what I want in a guest more than anything is that they can talk for a half hour to an hour
Right.
and that's whatever their thing is fine. And like, I
Right.
probably think it's interesting of some sort. But yeah, that's kind of how my booking goes. But like, if I see someone and I'm like, I can usually tell who I don't think can talk for a while. I usually have a pretty good feel of that one. And I've been able to back that up with some data that I've acquired, and I've been able to tell who I think can tell, especially when they start texting me.
Yeah, and see, I've had like some C-list actors and actresses, people who are like getting into that field, and they'll come on, but they have no voice. So like they're just very short responses or just like stare at you, and you're just like, okay.
I'm here to get my name out, but I don't have anything to say. I don't have, I can't add to any
What do you want me to
conversation.
do with my hands?
Yeah, right. It's fucking weird, man. Like, I mean, yeah, some people, like, yeah, they're fucking great in their element, and
Right.
but it doesn't transfer over to podcast.
Right.
And that was something else I needed to find out. And that took a little while because I'm like, dude, I can, like you're saying, you get someone that, could be more established in what they're doing and be like, oh, that's, could be a pretty cool episode to be like, yeah, I fucking got that. But then, yeah, they come on and you're like, oh shit, okay, you're really good at what you do, but podcasting is not in your wheelhouse. And I hope you know that now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I brought you on, but
Have you had any guests that you found like through Instagram or TikTok and you're like, man, I want to have them on, and then they were just like really off put about coming on your show, but then they came on?
I feel everyone that's come on has been pretty into doing it, and the people that said that they don't want to do it that I've reached out, because like, so when was that? It would have been like October, November 2022. When I got back into this show and booking it all the time, like I went on Instagram and I'm like, who do I want to reach out to? And like, there was one person I wanted to reach out to that I spoke of. My friend and I spoke of quite a bit in earlier episodes, and really wanted to get him on. But so I messaged him, and he fucking messaged me back, which was like, dude, that's fucking cool. I messaged my buddy. I'm like, dude, this guy fucking messaged me back. And he's like, no, dude, I don't like do any public stuff really anymore. And I'm like, dude, but he's like, keep on going, dude. I'm like, that's fucking cool, man. Like that, like, how crazy would that have been being a kid and being like, dude, you can fucking write someone and they'll like, it's not like writing to a fan club or something and you get a letter back and, from fan club president's fucking thing. Like you get something probably from the person. And I don't know. But then I had a couple last year that I reached out to. I reached out to, and I think who was the other one? But two of them died. One was Pee Wee
Oh
Herman,
my
and the other
God.
one was somebody else. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess I can take them off the list. But,
I did a thing where like, sorry, you finish.
no, that's cool. Like, and then yeah, like I reached out to a couple more people and got some responses, and like it was pretty fucking cool, dude. Like, just reaching out on Instagram, and it's fucking bizarre. It's bizarre that we can do that. Just fucking us people reach out to like kind of anyone, dude. And they don't need to be fucking following you or anything. Just reach out to them and like, hey, you want to be on my podcast?
I had a wee man from Jackass on,
Oh shit.
and
Okay.
I reached out to him on Instagram, and like 9 months later he responded. I'm like, oh shit. And he's like, yeah, I'll come on. And then like we actually keep in touch. He's been on twice. But I've had friends like, hey, try to get him on my show. And he's like, dude, and he's respectful about it. But he's like, man, I try to do it every now and then, but yeah, I'm gonna kind of, I'll come on yours every now and then, but I don't want to go too far out there. I get it. I get it.
Wait, your friend? Sit,
No, Wee Man. So I've had people for, like, because I do 19 shows. So some of the other guys are like, hey, try to get Wee Man on. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'll reach out. And he's very respectful about it, but he's like, nah, man, I mean, I'm pretty busy or whatever. I just.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, I mean, yeah. And that's kind of where you have to get to. Like, you know, I mean, it's pretty fucking cool, though. Like,
and yeah, just to respond, Pat Oswalt, you know, comedian Pat Oswalt?
Yeah.
Most people of that like grade typically don't respond, most of them, or they want money.
Right.
And
have you ever done that one yet before?
No, I won't pay. I refuse to pay.
Yeah.
If I'm just having a conversation with you, then just have a conversation with me. I'm not going to pay. I get it. Like, you worked your ass off to get to a point where you can request money. Cool. Good for you. But I'm not paying, you know. Pat Oswalt was the first one who was like, he actually replied to me. And he goes, I'm sorry, no. And I was like, no, hey, I appreciate you responding. That's cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, and like, cool. Thank you for doing that. Like, taking, you know, time, like, rather than just being like, nope, I'm not going to fucking entertain this shit, man.
Right.
Yeah, I had someone on TikTok. I reached out to someone on TikTok, and they said that they asked for money. They asked for like $250. I'm like, dude, fuck you, man. Like, no, I don't want you that. I can fucking talk to a lot of other people for, you know, $250, man.
If I want to talk to you that much, I'll just talk to your TikToks. I'll just pop them up on my screen and just talk to those.
Right. That's a fucking much better idea, dude. I should just start doing those episodes. What do you think? Like, have it be like, do you remember when Weird Al had a MTV show and it would be sort of, so it would be like he'd take interview clips of, you know, celebrities and shit, and then just like he would ask some bizarre question and then put in the response to something else, man. I enjoy watching those kind of things, dude. It's funny, man. Like,
I'm so
right.
Yeah, I like to throw. So I throw clips from the podcast out. But I gotta say, the ones that get the most reactions are my reactions. So like, I'll react to videos, or I'll react to like some stupid news article or like weird meme that somebody sends me and thinks is funny. I'll like do a little picture of it, and then I'll read it and I'll react to it, and they blow up for some reason. I don't get it, man.
I don't either. I don't understand how the algorithm works. I guess you have to make content and put content on to get content to go. But if you're reacting, just, you know, go with what's working, I guess. Yeah. Double down on it, man. Just fucking react to everything. Just
right.
I don't know, man. There's been some I don't know, dude. TikTok.
Yeah.
It's so weird with TikTok, how many people are so fucking like, dude, I don't want the fucking, you know, Chinese government fucking, like, and it's usually people that are very, like, fucking, it's weird that it's people that are very fucking, apparently very open to everybody kind of a thing, but being, like, on TikTok is, like, the worst thing, but when Facebook is fucking you 50 times worse,
oh my god.
And, dude, like, it's so weird how much people are fucking against TikTok, and
YouTube
stupid.
And Facebook are so about, they're all about shadow baiting stuff, man. It's dumb.
Right. Right, dude. And TikTok, dude, I get what's going on from the people on the street. I get the news from what's going on and the people out there, like, you know, I'll get, you know, I don't know, first stuff that's close to me, like, for instance, when last week or whatever, when the bridge got, you know, knocked down, dude, like, I had so much shit about that. Like, people from, you know, like, because, I don't know, Baltimore's still pretty close to here.
Okay.
But, yeah, dude, like, it just, it's good at, no, it's like giving the people so much power. And that's probably why, like, people are afraid of it, because of how fast information can travel and, you know, get so many other viewpoints besides.
Do you have Snapchat by chance?
Well, only to like, I mean, dude, now you're calling me out for fucking sending you dick pics, but
Yeah, but I'm just, hey, I'm glad they
you're
don't
playing
stick
it
around, man.
cool,
I don't want
playing
anybody
it
to see
cool,
it.
playing it cool.
I asked because when COVID hit, Snapchat has a location filter or a button on there.
Oh,
And
yeah.
you go to the
Okay.
world map and you can see where people are posting stuff.
Yeah.
And before COVID like really took off over here, Wuhan was kind of center of attention. My wife and I would go on there and you could go to Wuhan and click on it, and people were posting like from being quarantined in their apartment, shit that was going on in the streets that the news wasn't talking about.
And that's where the news shit, like, that's the fucking news right there. That's fucking
Right.
what's up. That's people fucking. Because I mean, dude, like fucking so much of all of fucking the shutdown and stuff was what, like, dude, TikTok was fucking on, like, and
Yeah.
Snapchat, like being able to get these like raw fucking
Right.
videos of people, like what's really happening is, and some people are just able to just like, nah, that's fucking stupid. Like,
Yeah.
why is this stupid? This is what's actually happening in the world. This is like from the horse's mouth,
Right. That's
not
because, and
just.
I think that's why the government's trying to ban it, man. I don't think it's about the fact that it's from China and they can access your stuff. I don't think that they really do.
Right.
And if it is, what are they getting out of it besides a bunch of people that are reacting to stupid videos? But
Yeah, posted from Facebook.
right, but the government doesn't like it because they can't control what's being seen. That's
Right.
literally what it is.
Yeah. And so, like, there's some people fucking pushing around this fucking thing of it's so fucking dumb and fucking, it's, yeah, they're fucking, well, I don't know.
Is
Like, I don't.
it gonna run your day though when they ban if it does get banned? No, it's not gonna run my day. There's other platforms.
Right. And hopefully there'll be another platform that kind of does the same thing as it, which I assume there would. And, or, everyone's going to swap over to something else. But like, I don't know. Yeah. This fucking, the instant fucking, I guess real news, man. I don't know.
It is
Yesterday
real.
I
I mean,
was,
it's raw, real news. I mean, it's what's actually happening.
I was talking to my buddy yesterday. We're talking about old Tom Green stuff, with Tom Green going around putting a piece of poo on the end of his microphone and just
Yes.
walking up to people. And but I mean, like, dude, like I don't know, those man on the street things are always fucking pretty good, dude. Like, because it's real. And like, but I mean, now it's like you can just be anywhere and you don't have to wait for it to be on, to be on public access television,
Right.
probably days later, at least, a
Yeah.
day. But I mean, yeah, now it's just like you can fucking
And
go on about whatever.
you do all your stuff pre-recorded like this?
Do I do what?
Do you do all your shows pre-recorded?
Yes. Yeah. 'Cause, I thought about doing them live, but then. I tried it. Well, I tried it with one of my other shows, which I scrapped the whole show and burned the whole thing to the ground.
Been there.
You have to sometimes with some shit. And man, that went sour. But it's all my content, so
Exactly.
I took all the time to do it. So what the fuck can anyone else do? But I don't know. Like I tried doing the live, but I mean, I record it fucking, 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time. There's not a lot of people that are up then, or else, I record maybe like at 10, which is still like 7 o'clock West Coast time. There aren't too many people up, so I usually just.
I'm starting to figure out how to, and it's slowly because like I'll have episodes where I'll have 15, 20 people watching, and then I'll have some where nobody watches, and then it'll accrue over time. But
Yeah.
I'm starting to figure out that I've done, because I've done a lot of researches that when you set up the live feed, you usually like for me I use StreamYard. If it, once the show is set up, you have to go into the actual platforms and then like edit the details so that it can recommend it to people like in the search.
Okay.
which I never knew until recently. And it's like,
That's a good thing to find out.
yeah. So like, if you go onto YouTube after you created the show, you can go in and like put in certain tags, like, is it for children? Is it not? And then like hashtags and all that stuff that'll help generate it before it goes live.
Cool. Because, yeah, because I usually do like a scheduled thing now. So it'll drop at a certain time, usually later that day. But yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. So what do you do then for YouTube videos to get them to pop off? I don't know.
I mean, some of them pop off, some of them don't. It depends on the topics. I had one called Backyard Barbecue, and the only reason that I don't know why it took off, but in the Middle East, it took off. I got like 1,100 views in like 2 days. I was like, what the hell? And we were
Yeah.
talking about literally getting lost in the woods and being like eaten by like hillbillies in the backwoods. And I
You
don't know
know,
why it took off, but it
it's Middle Eastern humor, man.
did.
That's what
But,
they enjoy.
I'm starting to find that like I you gotta put in words that people search. So like is, as, were, when, they. So I'll like put those tags in the actual video description, like how to, stuff that people are actually going to search.
Yeah.
And then I'll put like three or four categories that relate to the actual show. But really, it's usually default words that people are automatically going to plug in anyways.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've been looking to do, like, I don't know. That's one of those ones that I wish somebody else would fucking take care of. That's why it's good that you do what you do, man, and you're that fucking guy, man, that's out doing it, because like I don't fucking know how to do this. I'm trying to do this on my own. And it's fucking
Well, I'm
not.
also, yeah, I work like 60-hour weeks too. So like, that's why I said I do everything for my phone, which people are like astonished. But yeah, I do everything on this thing.
Yeah.
This is the only thing that I do on the computer.
Yeah, th this is all I do on the computer is this too. Like I don't know. I don't want to use my computer. Like I don't like it. I like that I have a phone, dude. Like, and my phone can do everything else, but like I guess it, I don't know, my phone doesn't have a good camera or microphone. It sounded really shitty. I recorded some of the older episodes and maybe some of the other shit, and it sounded and looked like shit. And
Well, where and how did you do it? Because I've done like I do clips. I've done even like some 6, 7 minute segments with my phone, but where and how did you do it?
well, I was streaming it. I was doing like, I'd go on Instagram Live. I'd do that one for a bit. I guess that was it. And then I don't know. I don't know if I was doing Zoom or not on my phone. I think I just like had a computer. I had it for a while, like, man. And then yeah, like it took me so long to get my microphone shit fucking dialed in, and it never worked. It got okay. And so like I still have like this fucking thing, dude. But man, my buddy told me, go on Amazon, $22. Got this, man. Plug it right into my fucking, and like I have this shit, man. Like
That's
I have
good
all
too.
this other stuff, but I just have it fucking plugged right into my computer,
That's
and
nice.
that's it. That's all it is. It's just this, man. And it drove me fucking crazy when I did that, because I spent, a decent amount of money buying all this other shit, and then I'm just like, well, here's a $22 thing that just replaced it all. Like, but it's fucking easy. And like I'm going out this next week, and I'm gonna bring it with me, bring my computer and my headphones.
And I've got this Blue Yeti, this
It fucking
mic.
great, dude. It
Oh,
sounds great.
dude. Yeah, no, it's so quiet. You can actually hear almost vibrations in my voice. I love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, it makes it sound like someone's really talking.
Yeah. Yours is
Yeah.
good. Yours is good
Yeah.
though.
Yeah, dude, it ain't too bad for $22, man. I'm pretty happy with it. No adjusting anything, just fucking ready to go, man. And I don't know, fuck it. I'll take that, dude.
Can I'm cool. I know it's your show, but can I ask you a question? And then I'll, if you want me to answer it mine, I will.
Sure.
First, the name of your show, how'd you come up with it? And your first couple episodes, like what was like, hey, I want to get into podcasting. And then how did you start and how were your first couple episodes?
Okay. So the name I got, and I got a lot of fucking like, dude, that's the stupidest fucking name. but I'm a guy, I used to be on public access TV. And I had been doing public access stuff since I was 16 years old or so. And so it was always kind of a thing. And I was really into, you know, like the Tom Green, or if you want to look up Jim Spag, if you want to go for some really fucked up weird shit, Jim Spag, SPAGG.
I'm looking it up.
Let me actually, let me
oh, you do it. Yeah, you can pop it up on the screen.
I can pop up some Jim Spag right now. Oh my God, dude. Like this shit. So this guy was in Portland back in the fucking 90s.
James Spagnola?
Yep. That's the guy. dude, craziest shit, man.
Just looking at the thumbnails to these videos, it looks pretty crazy.
Yeah. and they kind of are, man.
nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Let's see. Show opening.
And does this relate to why you got into podcasting?
Kind of. Kind of. All right, let me get this going here.
Warning! The following program contains material which may be objectionable to some viewers or inappropriate for viewing by children. Pity the show! This show is for constituents of radical yowza.
I guess it's just,
that's all it is.
let me get into let me see if I get into something.
Are they just like skits? Is that all it is?
A lot of skits. Like he would, but he got in trouble for pooping. He got in trouble for fucking pooping on the there's a fucking
let's get into the intro, okay? Across the land the spotted owl is
this guy was fucking wild.
Native Americans are vanishing as well.
Just
the way to bring them back a full out
fucking weird shit. So yeah. He used to like go up to, he would put you know, naked stuff on TV all the time. That was kind of his deal. Like he'd go to like nudist beaches and fucking do shit, talk about buff diving a lot. and he would put his fucking home telephone number on the show. So like while he's doing all this weird shit, you know, you got the people that call in, and it was like, you know, I don't know. I want to say it was like Friday night or something at like, you know, pretty late at night. People call in and, you know, say the weirdest shit because you gotta. And so I was always like pretty into public access. So like when I was in high school, like my friends and I used to make videos and we go into the public access studio and edit shit together. And
right.
Part of the thing was you have to go on, put it on the air if you use it, so, or if you like use their studio, so we do that. Right. And then and then I had another YouTube show that I used to put on public access, and then I put wrestling on public access, and so like public access was like always kind of a thing, like, yeah, this is cool, man. And so when I was let's see. So yeah, it would have been like 2013. I was living on right off of what used to be Asylum Avenue, later got changed to Hawthorne Boulevard. They decided that Asylum Avenue was not a good name, and that they would just take the name of the guy who ran the asylum and name it that street name.
Just much and, better.
Yeah. And it is in Southeast Portland, Oregon. And so I was in this room that was like a sunroom for a kid who had polio. So I'd call it the polio parlor. And like I could smoke in there and shit, like smoke cigarettes because it had all these windows and shit. So I'd have people come up. And so I had like a desktop computer and like I had a microphone because this was a little bit after, maybe like a year after I got into comedy. And so I started bringing like comedians and wrestlers over to my place and we record in there. And like everyone had to bring a microphone because I only had one. So like,
right.
Bring your own microphone and plug it in and to my, you know, I think I had to buy a splitter. It was like, also it's another thing, like how easy it is to get audio equipment now as compared to what it was when I was making music like 2008 to 2010.
Right.
Holy fuck, dude. Like, man, I Fry's Electronics would have some stuff.
Uh-huh.
Radio Shack would have a little maybe sometimes, but some of those connectors were pretty hard to get. And then Amazon came along and now you can get fucking connector to anything.
What's Radio Shack? Just kidding.
Yeah, right? Yeah, dude. I would have these things that were literally this long, like five connectors in a row to get from, because it was my buddy and I using, I don't know, a couple of PlayStation 2s, an old DJ mixer to bring it into like either some sort of amp or tape recorder
right.
type of deal to record onto cassette tape. But so, yeah, so then it just started like me doing that. And then it like progressed to, I got an iPhone maybe a little bit later. And then I just set an iPhone in the middle of the room. And that was how I recorded up until like probably, you know, 2018. And then I stopped for like 3-4 years.
Now you're back at it.
I'm back at it and just fucking going, dude. Yeah. What about you, man? That's my short answer to very long.
So COVID hit and I'm a pretty social person. And okay. I actually didn't even really know what a podcast was. I mean I'd heard of them, but I didn't like know what it was. And I was looking for a band called Time the Valuator. It's a metal band. I mean, I just felt like listening to him. And Time Suck popped up, which is a podcast by comedian Dan Cummins. And I was like, what the hell is this? So I listened. I didn't even know it was a podcast. I just clicked on it and listened. And I was like, this is actually pretty good. Like, you know, so I said, I could do something like this, you know? So I found a recording app on my phone. And what was it? It was Spotify Green Room. Are you familiar with that? Or have you heard of it?
It's not around anymore, though.
No. I found it just from searching in the Google Play Store. And I downloaded it, and I was like, okay, I can actually invite people here, okay? So I found just some people from Facebook that I knew. And I said, hey, you want to come on my show? It's just audio. And I would just use my phone, and I would make pillow forts. And I would hide it. Yeah, and I'd hide in the pillow forts. Audio wasn't great, but it was still something.
Yeah, and it doesn't need to be great when you first start out, dude. And like, if you listen to some old ones, you know, like, it took some adjusting to get to where you are today. Dude, like, yeah, like that. I think you had on Anchor too. Like, there's a thing you could call in and you could record on there, and then they combined.
Yep. It was okay. I mean, it's now being where I'm at now, I definitely would not do that. But it's interesting to start somewhere and hear about it. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, no, dude, fucking podcasts were fucking, I don't know. I don't know. It's pretty cool, man. I got into it. Like, I didn't know what a podcast was. Really, I met this woman on the bus. And her and I fucking, we clicked right away, man. Cool as shit. And so when we started talking, like, I guess I had heard a podcast, but I didn't know really what it was. And then we started talking and we said, like, we both, like, we're gonna start doing podcast and stand-up comedy together. Uh-huh. And we did. But yeah, dude, I didn't know what it was. And then, yeah, like she told me she was going to go on a podcast this over to this guy's house. That this was back in Craigslist date. Like this guy put an ad on Craigslist in Portland, like looking for guests for my new podcast. I just moved from Georgia to Portland and I'm looking for guests. And so I'm like, yeah, she's like, I want you to come over with me to come, you know, watch me be on this podcast and see what it's about. And dude had a really nice fucking studio at his house, dude. It was fucking a cool show. Like he had like four pretty nice mics set up and like he was doing it right, man. But like back then, dude, because he was really into like the Kevin Smith podcast back then, and like he was from that era. So like Kevin Smith kind of like got podcasts really fucking cooking. And so like he had a pretty nice setup and I went over there and he's like, so you're gonna be on the podcast? I'm like, okay, I guess. And then I was hooked, dude. I'm like, this is cool. I can just like I don't have to memorize sets. That's, dude, I don't know. I don't like stand-up comedy for the most part because I don't like repeating the same. Like in the beginning of the show, like I tell the joke about like, hey, you can find me on fucking any podcast thing unless you're some hipster, and then it's like, I don't know, man, I'm probably not there. And I just tell that joke more and more and just gets more like I hate fucking telling this joke. So that's why I like podcasts, because I can just like fucking talk about something new every time. And I they would come through in my joke telling, dude. And I fucking so like when I was doing this comedy all the time, it got so fucking annoying. And I would see these people doing the same jokes over and over, and I'd hear them doing the same jokes over and over. And it's great for them. But then I do it and I'm like, dude, I've told this joke so many times. It's not even funny to me anymore. And then it comes through in my shit. And then so eventually I just made it to like, and it's being a booker and booking me on a show, dude. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. I don't know. Like, I could go anywhere. It could just be like 5 minutes of me talking to the crowd. It could be me maybe telling a joke or two, probably not though, or me just fucking telling a story. Sometimes it'll hit, sometimes it won't. And so it's, you know, that's why you got podcasts. You can fucking talk forever, dude, and like you
That's
can just go, dude.
one thing I like about this my stardom like premise is because it's some of the reactions I get from people. It's like they totally forgot about this memory until they saw this picture that I posted or whatever. So they're like, I haven't talked about this in 12 years. It's like, okay, sweet. That's what I'm looking for.
Perfect. How are you going to pull that out otherwise? How are you going to pull that out of them? And like, that's content, man. That's what's up. That, like, I don't know. 'Cause it's, you can watch a comedy special. I can appreciate people fucking memorizing everything word for word. And, but then it's like the same with wrestling. Like, you can, so like, I don't know where you are with wrestling, or like,
I mean, I've got wrestling buddies, but I don't like, not really
okay.
my thing.
So like, for instance, like the most, like everyone says is like the best match ever is a match between the Macho Man and Ricky Dragon Steamboat from WrestleMania 3 back in 87. And the whole match is everything they do is scripted for every, there's no room for any improvisation or anything. It's just like a perfect dance. And like, while that is great, like what happens, you know, any other time? Like, how do you pivot? Like, 'cause I've seen people do stuff like that, or, you know, comedy sets, and like they have it set up. Once something fucking bombs and nobody gives a fuck about it, and then they try to go and do stuff that would go on with it, and then there's like everyone's just sort of tuned out then after that. Like, that's where you need to pivot and fucking go to something totally different. And it's hard. I've seen it in, yeah, wrestling and in comedy, and just watching it just fucking.
I've had like other I've got other wrestling comedian friends. But it's funny though, it seems like comedy and wrestling kind of go hand in hand almost. Like a
I
lot
think
of them.
they're pretty close, dude.
Yeah,
They're Yeah, go ahead.
They always say that, well, not they, but a couple of them have said that it's almost like the perfect carny is a great wrestler.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Like, it makes sense, dude. Like, you just gotta know how to fucking work the crowd, man. Work the fucking marks, you know, whatever, dude. Shit, man. It's weird. It's a weird fucking thing. But I mean, I was talking to this guy who's a comedian a few weeks ago, and he was saying that, like, the funniest person on earth he's a wrestler, like, and it's not like he's funnier than Dave Chappelle, which was an interesting thing, saying that, like, this guy can connect with kind of anybody. The people who connect with Dave Chappelle, not everybody connects with Dave Chappelle, but this guy was able to do something, just something stupid, kind of like, you know, make an ass of himself and be able to, like, connect with every single kind of person in the world, all at once. And
right,
it's, I don't know, it's a fucking weird art. I didn't mean to interrupt you on that.
No, you're good. You're 100% right. And I think that's the other thing. I think for podcasting and having guests on, like we were talking about earlier, it's you either adapt with a guest, or if it doesn't work, it just doesn't work. So, like, you and I, we can sit here and throw fuck or shit out and it's fine. But I've had guests on, and I had to, you know, and I'll be respectful of it, but it's like, I'll watch how much it's my show, but I'll still be a little bit more, you know, held back as far as that goes.
Yeah. So I've had this one happen. I've had someone after the show request to take out the intro music, because I record it live, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't put it in post. They wanted me to take out the intro music because it said fuck in it. And I was like, no. Like, if they would have told me beforehand that they don't want any swearing, like, I'm fine with that. And I can, you know, I'll stop it before it says motherfucker in there. And I'm fine with that. Like, I can respect it. Uh-huh. But, like, wanting me to do it in post, I was just like, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, I put in X amount of time for each episode. Like, I don't want to go back and have to get on my computer and fucking do all this editing that, like, probably doesn't take that long, but I don't want to do it, dude. Like, you get it, you're on your phone, like, you have to fucking hop on the computer and do this bullshit. Fuck that, dude. Yeah. Fuck that.
Exactly. No, I feel like I actually had, so I think the hardest, so I found he's a psychic Satanist. And I found him on TikTok.
Cool.
He was doing, like, one of those group meetings with, like, some Satanists and some, like, religious people. And he said something that I don't necessarily agree with it, but I was impressed by his response. And he said, somebody asked him, like, his childhood and his upbringing. And he says, well, you know, my dad, he was kind of a rough guy. He's like, one day he came home and was pissed off because we didn't go to church. So he drowned my mom. And he drowned my brother, and he drowned my dog. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's terrible. He goes, well, yeah, that was God. God did that. And I was like, what?
That's so fucking great.
Yeah, so I reached out to him. And I was like, look, man, I could respect your view. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I was like, I respect that. That's, you know, I like how he reacted to the question. Yeah. So, and he was very, very polite. He was held back. His name's Richard Lillard. I'm going to throw it out there. He's the gentleman psychic. You can find him anywhere. Might as well give him a shout out. And he was kind of held back at first. He's like, well, the title of your show is Star Dumb. That already kind of throws me off. And then he's like, I listened to some of the stuff. And I was like, my show is all about just being organic and raw. And I said, I will not do anything that's going to make you uncomfortable. But if you don't want to be honest, fine. The fact that he responded is good enough for me. He's like, no, come on. And then once he was on, he was fine, man. He's like, this is not that bad. I'm like, yeah, I know. And he's a good guy, real good guy.
Yeah. And I don't know, because, yeah, like, I don't know. There's not much harder than having a guest where you get those few words from them, and then you're just looking at the clock and going, like, well, like, this is too short to end it right now. Like I can go, if I can go like another like 5-10 minutes, then maybe I can put out like a short episode, but like I can't stop it now, but I'm already at the end. Like you're not giving me anything to fucking play with. No. Like I don't know why I, and it was a great lesson to learn. And one that I wish someone would have told me. And like, if anyone's out there and starting a podcast and you always pick someone that you think can talk more than quote unquote credibility from something else. And
definitely.
Yeah, it's a very important thing. It's really fucking hard to just sit there and have someone that just has like one or two.
Especially when you do shows like we do, like where it's kind of just open for discussion, but like you get that dead air and it's just like, okay, why are we just staring at each other? We're literally recording right now.
Right. Or I have people that fucking have said, I want you to ask me these questions. Like, gave me a fucking list.
I've shut that down.
I'm like, dude, this, you're not right for the show. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, that's like automatic shutdown. Like,
authors and actors and actresses. I've had both of them do that. And I'm like, no, you ain't coming on.
Yep. And I have too. And usually, so the ones that have like the one page like sheet of all their shit on it that they do, like I usually find those ones I'm almost always skipping over. Like if they have this fucking I don't know if I would guess I'll be putting anybody on blast, but like they have their like, oh, this is fucking so and so, they're fucking they do this and this, you can ask them these questions, and I'm like, pass, like, dude, fucking no, like I don't want to give someone, if they're expecting that, like they're not getting, like go to one of their other podcasts. Like obviously they're doing this on other podcasts. Like why, what would be different about my podcast if I'm asking you the same questions? Like I just, I can fucking, I can sit there and react to your podcast. I can go and like do what you're doing on TikTok and just be like, hey, here's Rusty watching. Man, I wonder if people do that. Like watch a whole podcast and just, is that a thing?
I'm sure you can make it a thing.
Yeah, dude. Like, here's Rusty watching a podcast and reacting. Like, maybe that's how you do it. Maybe people's just like a, you know, a Joe Rogan podcast or something.
Sitting,
one of those ones that people clip out and watch all the time and just be like
fucking Joe
reacting
Rogan
to it the whole time. Yeah, man. Like, okay, I'm just gonna do that. But I don't want to fucking, I don't like, dude. I don't know. I have looked up, like gone on to ChatGPT and be like, hey, like I have so-and-so coming on. What are 10 questions I can ask them? And then I did that one or two times. I never like asked any of those questions. And I was just like, dude, I don't want to do this. Like, and I don't want to be stopping and like looking at fucking something. And you know, like I want to have like an actual conversation. Like what is it like to experience this person you know through my view,
right? And that's kind of what helps me on my show, is that I just have those things I pop up, because sometimes I'll have like 10 to 12 like little things that I pop up on the screen. Sometimes I'll only get three of them because the conversation is just going so well. And I think with the one I had you on, I only did like four or five of them because we were just rolling. It was organic and it was going. Yeah. And it's nice because when there is that dead air or the conversation is getting too off track, it's easy to bring it back. It's like, all right, let's do the next one.
Yeah, which is good. And it's not like going to some other fucking weird question. It's like going back to something which has relevance with no relevance, which is an interesting
exactly
dichotomy there. But it works, and it's like, oh, okay, this is bringing it back. It's not just going off onto some other tangent or asking like, oh yeah, so like 10 minutes ago we were talking about this, so let's talk about something sort of like that. Like let's talk about your whatever. And then I don't know. Then there's so many questions. Like you get the same fucking questions.
Yeah, same questions. I think it's boring.
It's hard. But
It is.
sometimes, like, I know I'm asking people the same question that I've, like, been asked, but sometimes, like, but I usually preface it with, like, look, I really want to know, will you tell me this? Like, I know you get this a lot and you've answered this question. If you want to answer, you can. If you don't want to, I don't give a fuck, but I'm curious. Or can you tell me where I can find that answer if you don't want to? If you don't want to answer it right now, just tell me where I can find that answer. I'll go look it up. I don't care, but I'm genuinely curious about what's going on with that. So,
yeah. And who would you say your biggest guest was, or somebody that you reached out to that you really wanted to have on, and they're like, "Yeah, I'll do it," and you're like, "Yes, I booked them."
I got John Philbin, which was pretty fucking cool.
Who's he?
He was in like Tombstone and North Shore and Point Break and and stuff like that. But that was a cool one, dude. I reached out to him like when I was reaching out to these other people, and he fucking responded it, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I'll fucking do it." And I had him on like a few months ago, and then I had him on like a year before that, and I figure like once a year, like you were saying with kind of like Wee Man, like maybe like once a year, just like reach out and be like, "Hey, yeah, you want to come on the show and fucking talk?" But it was cool, man. It was just like same sort of thing, just like here to fucking chat about whatever, dude. And I don't know, man. Cool fucking guy, man. Who knew, man? Like, and it's weird that you can just reach out and fucking do that, man.
I had Larry Hankin on, and he was interesting because I didn't know who he was until I saw. So somebody was like, "Hey, he's trying to get on shows." So I reached out to him and he replied. Do you know who Larry Hankin is?
Larry Hankin, off the top of my head, I'm looking it up.
Have you ever watched the show Friends?
Oh, dude, fucking yeah.
Mr.
Carl.
Heckle. Yeah.
Carl from from Billy Madison.
Yes. Larry Hankin, he was a. Mr. Heckles on Friends too. He was the neighbor across the park, and he was also the junkyard owner on Breaking Bad. He was in Escape from Alcatraz as Clint Eastwood.
He was in Money Talks with Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen.
Dude, I was like, wow, he is actually really comical booking him because he's like, I don't really know how all this electronics work.
Awesome,
good guy though, great guy.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. why not, dude? So on the shit that got scrapped, I did one with Tommy Chong.
And, really?
Yeah, yeah. And so, So the guy I recorded it with, he recorded this one, and I don't think I have anything of it. And so then after we parted ways, he clipped me out of all of it and put it on for his.
He clipped you out of it? Oh, so you guys butted heads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I took down everything. I took down our whole podcast. I just burned it to the ground.
Right. That's right.
I was just like, fuck it, dude. Like,
so what happened? So first off, how'd you meet the guy? And then was there a falling out?
Ooh, now we're going to get the fucking the story.
Let's
here.
Do it, man.
The story,
I mean, this is
man.
Your show. I'm the one. I'm over here asking all the questions. I'm just kidding.
So let's see. So we ran a nonprofit together, and we had the show as well. And I started seeing things that I didn't really like going on with what he was going and doing with the nonprofit.
That's fair.
And then I also started calling him out on a whole bunch of shit that he was doing on the podcast, and he got really pissed off and turned off the fucking thing, and then fucking just sort of ended it right there. And I'm like, okay, well, so I fucking called up like most of the nonprofits that was in my name. So like I fucking called up all the nonprofit things like get me off. Like, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't know what's going to happen with it. Like,
yes,
I'm seeing bad stuff going on here. I want my name taken off of all this shit. closed everything down, took like, because I had the website, the fucking the bank account, the like all the paperwork, pretty much, like pretty much
Right.
everything. And so I just took that all and
It's
fucking
shitty that people are like that, man.
yeah. And I fucking took I took down all the shows that we did, and then so he fucking came after me, like telling me that he's gonna fucking do all this shit. Ended up reaching out to my sister and my mom's nonprofit and saying that he was gonna like get me thrown in jail and sue me and shit. Telling my mom and my sister this.
That's great.
And then yeah, just basically went to like, he's like, yeah, I don't know. So I was just like,
Yeah.
you know what, fuck him, like
Yeah,
that's it. I'm taking it as a fucking loss, and just get me out of this. Any affiliation with him, like I don't want it. That's all.
I worked at a this is unpodcast related, but I would say that it kind of plays into the seeing them do things. I worked at a company that's like a franchise here in town called Jose Peppers. I was an AGM there for a few years, a little Tex-Mex place. And I knew the software really well because I was AGM. And then I ended up getting a job at like a more hole in the wall place that was kind of new and upcoming. And they actually paid me more to be the AGM. So I was like, sure, I'll just go there. And I also knew the software. But I was working like 16-hour days because it was the same software that I used at Jose Peppers, and they didn't know that I knew that. So it was a couple, and they were never there except for to do the paychecks. And I would
Whoa.
always have employees coming to me like, "Hey, I keep getting gypped on my checks. Hey, I'm missing time on my checks." So I started reaching out to the owners, and then they wouldn't do anything about it. I'm like, "I'm the one stuck here getting chewed out, not you guys, and I'm not the one
Yeah.
doing it." So I started
Oh,
looking
shit.
into the accounts. And then when I started calling them out on it, they did not like that. And I'm like, look, you guys are like, I know you're doing it because I see it right here.
Yeah.
And I started hearing from the employees, like when I wasn't there, that there was a guy coming in scouting out the place, like he was replacing me. So I waited until I got my next check and I was like, I'm not coming back. I'm not. You
Yeah.
guys are so shady. And like, honestly, you should get shut down.
Yeah. And that's kind of what you got to do, man. Sometimes you just got to be like, I'm fucking out of here, dude. Like, it's none of this is worth it, dude. Like,
No.
there's no fucking good payoff for this. Like, I'm done, dude. Like, let's just,
Yep. Call what it is.
yeah. So I lost my fucking shitty
Oh.
recording with Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
How was he?
that's
Was he a nice guy at least?
he was a real nice guy, dude. It was like kind of like getting like kind of a master class in fucking comedy and shit from for like a half hour. And so I remember what it was that he was talking about, but like the audio was pretty shitty, the video was kind of
Yeah.
shitty. And so like it's not a big loss, and like I don't
There
know,
you go.
like what would I have done with the episode? Like I don't fucking know, but like again, it's not worth it to me to fucking have it. Yeah, that's kind of about like where it is with it. Like I give up a fucking Tommy Chong episode for it. So like, okay, what you gonna do, man? Fuck
They
it. So
whoop.
yeah. So and you know, it was a show about current events too. And like, dude, I don't fucking follow the news. I don't follow. Like I look at TikTok. I'm like, can we watch
Right.
TikTok videos and I'll tell you what's really going on?
Yeah.
Like, no, we gotta fucking do this shit and fucking. And then he like. Oh man. And then he wanted to put fucking Trump at the beginning of the fucking show, like saying something. And I'm like, nah, dude. And then like he's like, no, dude, well, I made it as my thing. And then one day I didn't. That's what really fucking pissed him off, because I stopped it before like Trump said the fucking thing at the end of the fucking intro.
Yeah.
And he fucking went livid. They're like, oh, why'd you fucking stop that, man? This is the fucking best. I'm like, oh man, okay, no, I'm fucking.
See,
I'm good, man. And yeah, then he got fucking really pissed off. So,
and I have my In the Lounge podcast is my buddy Brofiki out in Utah. He's my co-host, but we haven't done a show in a while because our schedules just don't line up. So it's like the show's still there. I just do it when I can, but yeah. I hate having a co-host in the sense that I can't just control it. You know, I try to, and nothing against Brofi. He's a great guy and we get along fine, but it's just that I like having the control, you know?
Yeah. And, but then you're also the one that's producing it. So like you can have it. And so like, it was someone that was not producing the show, trying to
produce it.
Produce it. And I'm like, dude, fuck, you want to do it, man? Fucking be my guest, dude. You can do whatever you want with it. You know, like, here, you do it. You fucking produce the show. I'm like, no. Okay. Well, so then shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Right. And
yeah. I mean, some of the shows I haven't done for a long time. And it's just, I don't know, like with other guests or other co-hosts, like, it's like, well, I'm sorry. Like, you haven't wanted to do it. So like, I'm not going to push it. I don't want to be forcing someone to do a podcast that they're not super into. Like, it's fine. We just won't do a podcast. I'll do mine more. And that's really why this one picked up. Cause like, I started doing that other one with the dude and like, then he got all flaky and shit. And I'm just like, he didn't want to do things. And I'm like, well, I won't get into that, but
it's all good.
Yeah. But so then I'm like, well, shit, I'm just going to do my podcast, dude. I can fucking go and book who I want to book. I don't have to worry about fucking it. Someone that meshes with both of us is just someone who will mesh with me. Like, I don't have to worry about like someone else, like if someone else might not like this person or might kind of butt heads, like,
right.
And you know, like I had to think about that too. Like for booking people, it's like, is this going to work out? Like this person is going to be like, well, fuck this guy. Like, I don't want to be here. So like, I just started booking my own and like, I can book who I want to book anytime. Right. I want to do a podcast, just as long as my fucking co-host or my guest shows up, which sometimes they don't. And sometimes I'm cool. It depends how they react to it.
You mean as far as them not showing up?
Yep.
Yeah.
An apology goes a long way with me. But it's not everything. But it kind of depends how they respond after that. I'm like, hey, you're gonna show up for the show? I'll kind of gauge how they respond with it, whether it's like I'll rebook you, or it's just like, nah, we're good, time's passed, like I don't need you for my show. Like, it's not worth it. Something's telling me don't do it.
And I think that's another thing for people getting into podcasts is to understand there are going to be no shows.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily you. And actually, some of it's been me. Like, I've booked guests, and then I'm a manager where I work, and sometimes they change my schedule. So I'm like, sorry, we're going to have to reschedule. But I'm really nice about it. I'm really upfront about it.
Yeah. And I've been in that other side of it. So like, I want to be upfront with the people as much as I can. Or like, it's like, well, I can go to fucking Six Flags in a few days, man. Like, I know I have a podcast scheduled, but like, I want to go fucking Six Flags, water park. Yeah. Like, fuck, man. It's like, let me go do that instead. If you want to reschedule, if you don't want to, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll work it. If this is all you can do, and we'll record then, but I would like to fucking take the time off. So I'm taking a hiatus though from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
You're gonna take a little time off.
Yeah, I'll maybe do a few episodes here and there, but it's not gonna be like, you know, 3 to 5 a week. You know, like with 5 days booked, maybe do three of them. And
what I would like to do, like, what is your goal with this show? Like, are you expecting to make this a career, or is this just something you do as a hobby?
Both, because there's like, I don't know, this is another thing. I have people tell me, you gotta do one thing, and I'm like, no. I'm gonna make all this into one thing, and then that's what that is. And so it's part of the goal to keep on doing this. But I'm in the talks with some other people right now, where we were talking about doing a podcast conference, but then we decided to change it into something different, which is kind of a cooler thing that we're talking about right now. And so we're like in the beginning stages of working on some stuff, and it should be cool. But then, like, I want to be able to do this to, I don't know, I like to be able to fucking, I don't want to do the show by myself, because I've done a few episodes like that and it's weird to me. Like, but I like being able to, you know, give people a recording that they can have that's different than their other recordings, that they can do whatever. Like, my goal is to put everyone else over, give them the Rusty Diamond rub, whatever the fuck that is, to anyone. like I want to make my guests like the best I can make them look. And I mean, that's how it is with wrestling too. Like, whoever I wrestle, I don't care how I look, but I want the person I'm wrestling to look the best that I can make them look.
Right.
And I don't know, man. Yeah. So like, I do want to keep doing this show and having this kind of format, whether it evolves to other stuff. I would like to take this live too. Mm-hmm. That's why I was kind of thinking a podcast convention, but then I don't know. I don't want to put on a podcast convention. Kind of is what it came down to. I don't want to fucking put it on. I'd go to one. I would like to start doing live recordings, even if it's like, if I start doing local shit, even like just with local businesses and just have it at some place. That could be kind of a fun thing too sometime, but I don't know if I'd want to keep it just to local businesses. But
yeah,
I like the idea of live podcasts. I'm going to a live podcast in August. I'm going this way. It's at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, sweet.
They're doing two nights in Madison Square Garden, which is fucking crazy.
That's pretty podcast. Cool. It'd be nice to be at that level.
Yeah, right? Dude, it's fucking unreal. They did two nights on New Year's at an arena in Houston. And now I think in May they're doing two nights at the LA Forum. And then in August, two nights at Madison Square Garden.
That's so
and
cool.
So I was like, dude, because I've been looking for like the last, since I moved out to Connecticut, I was looking for a show to go to Madison Square Garden. Because it's like, Madison Square Garden's the fucking place, man, to go.
Right.
And there wasn't anything. And then I was at Great Wolf Lodge.
Hey, I'm going there in a week.
Off. Are
like
you?
2 weeks. It's like 2 weeks. Yeah, my daughter's birthday.
Okay. Are you going to be tripping balls?
No.
Okay. Well, so yeah. So doing that and watching this show, and they're like, oh, we're doing fucking two nights at Madison Square Garden. I'm like, well, because it's only like 2.5 hours from where I live now to go to New York. And so I'm like, fucking book it. Like,
yeah, that's sweet, dude.
Don't go into that shit. But I don't know. I think. Like, either one of our shows would be a fucking really fun live podcast. And I hope someone does. There's someone that does a podcast convention, but I think there needs to be kind of more going up, but I don't want to put it on.
Yeah. I hate, dude, that's one. I've hosted events, even through work too, not just through here. And you can make a killer event or convention or whatever, and you can create it and do all of it. But it's not fun if you can't enjoy it. Like, and when you're putting on the stuff and you're the one running the whole thing, like, you really, it's work. It's not enjoyment. Like, it's, when it's a good turnout, it's like, cool, but you're not enjoying it.
Right. Yeah. You're fucking putting out all kinds of fires throughout the night. And, yeah, dude, like I got burned out on booking shows, like, doing live shows and yeah, it got tough, man. So I had a show. So I had a comedy show back in Portland, and my friend and I were both wrestlers, and so we would have, it was like, you know, someone is the winner and they would get a belt at the end of the night to go, and they would come back in the next show. But like, it's not, I had to tell people, like, dude, this is not how, like, if you're not picked to be next week, it's not because you didn't win. It's like, just you know, it's not real. And I had people get pissed off. And like, I had to explain this every time beforehand. And then I'd have to explain it sometimes at the show. Like, why didn't I win? I'm like, dude, because one, because I don't want to bring you back now because you're a fucking annoying shitbag. And I had someone take a fucking taxi from Portland down to where the show was in Westland, which was probably like a 20-25 minute ride each way, and wanted me to fucking pay for her taxi after she got to the show. And I'm like, no, fuck off. Yeah. Like, you could have taken the bus. You could have gotten a ride with somebody else. There are a lot of people coming from Portland. Most of the comics were from Portland, but she took a fucking taxi on her own and wanted me to fucking pay for it both ways. I'm like, no, fuck off. Fuck off.
And I didn't tell you to take a taxi.
Yeah, and then she got pissed off when she didn't fucking get the belt to come back to the next show. And it's like, I had the best set. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you had the best set. You're a pain in the ass to work with. And I think I told her that too. And, you know, maybe not the most tactful thing for me to do, but I was pretty upset. Yeah, definitely not worth her fee to come out and work the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to get like I said, JG's Lounge, I call it a network because it is. I mean, it's just a bunch of different shows and stuff, but I'm trying to get like an LLC and an actual network going. I've even reached out to a lot of these streaming platforms that do like live cable TV or whatever, like Roku and all them. And I'm just waiting, you know, eventually somebody will hook it. But I mean, I would love to just have a network for a living, man. I mean, there's so much money in it. Like, there really is.
Yeah, and it's fucking doing something that we're doing for free,
right?
Basically, and you know, I mean, not or close to free, you know. Right. But it's something that we're enjoying, man. Like, just fucking creating content. I was talking with someone yesterday, and I was telling her, like, I guess I have over 550 episodes. Like, I have a lot of fucking content, but I don't want to do anything with it afterwards. Like,
you don't make clips.
I need
or
someone
nothing
to mark it. No, dude. I don't do shit with it. And it's like, yeah. Well, I'm like, if I had someone to fucking do that, like, and I can pay them like off of, you know, royalties and shit, getting myself monetized and like put it out. Like, I'll give them a percentage. You know, I can do that. I'd be happy to do that, but like. And she said, yeah, there's a lot of people who are actually looking to do that. So now maybe I'll start doing that. But it's kind of hard to get people without being like, I'll pay you X amount to do that.
Well, that's what I've told my admins, because I told you, I was like, they pay me right now. But I'm like, when this does take off, you know, I'd be more than happy to give you guys, you know, a couple $100 a week or whatever, because you get you book your sponsors. And then they give you $5,000 for a month, but you get three or four sponsors, there's 15, 20 grand. And then, you know, hey, I'll pay you guys each a couple $100 a week or whatever, depending on how much work you guys put in, we'll determine that. And then the shows themselves, if you guys are putting out a show each week, I'll give you guys $100 a week just to put out a show. That's all. But if you're not putting out the stuff, you're not getting anything. You know, that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, you can't just sit back and collect a paycheck for not putting out podcasts.
Yeah, so that's kind of where my head is right now. I mean, we've been hovering around 100,000 views for the last like month and a half or so. It's been pretty consistent, 90 to 100,000, and it feels great. And it's like, but I want it to stay that way before I reach out to the sponsors, because the other side of it is the sponsor is going to say, you have to hit this quota or we're dropping you next month.
Right.
Because it's month to month. So it's like, you got to have that consistency. And that's what I'm telling everybody. I was like, just keep putting out stuff and we'll get there. I mean, I think we're there, but you know, I want it to consistently be that way. Cause I don't want to get all excited because we booked one and then like the next month we're back to square run. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like here's some money and then, oh shit.
Yeah.
Money fucking dried up. Sorry. And yeah, man, like, I don't know. It's a hustle, but it's like something that I enjoy, and it looks like you enjoy too, man. Like, it's just go, like, and it's a way to connect with people that it's probably better than any other method for us. Like, I mean,
Agreed.
I have a face for radio, so like,
Right.
you know,
I think I got a voice for it. I don't know about a face, but you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I got a voice for radio and or no, not voice for radio. I have a face for radio and a voice for silent movies, kind of a thing. But I like my content, and I really like my guests, and I feel like that's where people get. I'm just kind of here to push along the ride, like just sort of holding the back of the bike without the training wheels and just letting everyone go. You lead the way. I'm just sort of here, just like doing my thing. But it's like on Jeopardy, Alex always made it a thing saying that that he was the host, whereas on Wheel of Fortune, Van and White and Pat Sajak were always like announced as the stars or of the show. But it was he always put it on like that the contestants for the show were always the star of the show. Like he's just the host, just doing that. And I always liked that about Alex. Like that was a cool fucking
That's what
thing
I
to
always
put
tell
them
people
over.
too. I'm always like, this is for you. I'm just here to give you guys exposure. Like it's I'm here to
Yeah.
help you get exposure. But if you ain't giving me anything to work with, then that's not my fault.
Right. And I was like, shit, I fucked up on the booking. Like I gotta know better. I gotta know how to fucking do this. Like, fuck. And it's a learning game. I'm a slow learner, but I can once I learn things, I learn how to do things my way, and I can probably do it better than a lot of other people eventually. But I'm just a slow learner otherwise, trying to do it the way that the path has kind of been foraged. Like you do it this way, and it's not my way, and I would lose my mind doing it that way. There's some ways that like they say how you should do a podcast, and it would sound so fucking weird coming from me, and I wouldn't want to listen to me. I wouldn't want to put guests, like I would feel uncomfortable the whole time having a podcast like that. Or if they're dude, so if you seen some of these podcast hosts that are fucking charging money for people to be on the show. Have you gotten a part of
I've
that?
seen I haven't been a part of it, but I do see it. I've seen it on some of the groups on Facebook and stuff like where they charge people to come on. Like,
Yeah.
why?
Yeah. Dude, and it's not a little bit of money. It's a fucking pretty good chunk of money to fucking be on each episode. Like, it's
Can't do it.
wild.
I
And
wouldn't do that.
they're booking them. They're booking them though. I don't.
I know.
It's I guess if you say it, like people do it, but I would feel bad fucking being like,
If I could say like, you give me $50, you can come on the show, but I can guarantee you whatever your socials are or whatever are going to start growing because you came on my show. Like that would be a, like if I could guarantee that, that'd be a
yeah.
different story. But like I don't think it, I still probably wouldn't even do it then.
Yeah. And the people that are having the ones where you have to pay stuff, like dude, I don't see them as like people are fucking tuning into these shows like more than just for the one episode that they're on. Like it's so kind of cut and dry. There's no reason to, have continuity. Like I had people calling me, not or messaging me and shit, saying that like the thing I get more than anything is people put me on to fucking go to sleep. I change it to the Benadryl podcast, man. And like
All right,
I get
guys.
that a lot.
Next 3 hours is Rusty Diamond.
Yeah. And like I'm like, okay, if you're listening, that's fine. Maybe you'll fall asleep and leave it on and I'll get some plays going, and then you'll subconsciously get into your mind to want to come check it back more. Because if people are falling asleep with me listening to them, that's fucking great hypnosis, man. Like I'm in their head, dude. They're gonna be fucking
been
coming back.
ASMR is a big thing right now, and I don't know why it is, but it is. And I was like, man, I want to do an ASMR podcast. And like, it's literally just whispering, just really quietly whispering into the
Well, that show number 20. Why not make it, man? Just call it the fucking
I'll just
you
call it
know.
Be Quiet.
Yeah. Dude, why I'll be on your Be Quiet show if you have one here. When if you have a Be Quiet show, I will be your first guest, dude, and we will have
Okay.
a Be Quiet episode, dude.
Oh, you'd
Like,
be perfect for it too.
yeah, dude, let's do
Let's
that,
do
dude. If you need a 20th show, man, and you need I'll be a co-host if you want. I'll come on
it.
anytime you want if you want to
Okay.
do that one.
Do like
Or if you
twice,
don't.
just do like twice a month. We'll do like twice a month.
Cool. I'm down with that, dude. It'll be
Okay.
yeah, the fucking Be Quiet
It
podcast. I like it, man.
should be like comical though, like to where we have to try and not laugh or something, but like so
Right.
you gotta follow the ASMR trend, but try to be funny.
I think I could do it, man.
I think
I'm
it'd be
pretty good
possible.
at not laughing. It's probably because I say a lot of stuff that isn't funny, so it's really easy not to laugh when I'm around myself. So it's
I do
like,
have a mute button on here, so I can always just mute the
like
mic.
really quiet. Like people are like, I gotta turn it up, and then you hit them with something. Oh, dude. Okay, so when I used
I
to,
do gotta wrap up soon, though. I'm
cool.
sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
It's cool. I got one quick thing. So I used to make music and play these live shows, and we had this one thing. We'd call it the shocker. It would just play this like lulled like loop over and over, and it's like doo 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 doo, and then it just goes, it just like fucking guts everybody right out of it, and then just goes right into something else. But like just that fucking pattern interrupt to fucking get people, like you be very quiet, be quiet, and then boom, and then
Yeah, the
you're
relapse.
fucking right back. Like I turn it up, and like, oh shit, okay, I'm into it now.
A
So
good intro, actually. It's kind
yeah, man.
of the silent buildup, boom, and then back to quiet
Yeah, why not, man? That's what it's for. How are people finding you and your 19 podcasts and everything
again.
else you're doing?
You go to Linktree dot. Well, it's Linktree is Linktr dot ee.
I don't like it.
You don't like Linktree?
I
I
love
love
Linktree.
Linktree. I hate how they do it.
I don't like that. I don't like the L tell trying to tell people that.
It's hard. If you go to my
Yeah.
Facebook page, if you you can look up JG's Lounge. I'm on all social medias. You can look up Jukebox Ginger or JG's Lounge to find me. But I have links to my Linktree on there. It's backslash JGS underscore lounge. That's what it is. And then you can find literally everything. All my content's broken down on there with direct links, everybody's shows. And yeah, I mean, I don't just do the podcast. I do little reaction skits. I do little bits and I have fun with social media. First off, I hate social media, just so everybody knows. I think it's
Me
ridiculous. But
too. Me too. Like
it works.
where's our AI for social media? Like that's what I want. I want to go and just like be able to put over everyone, like anyone that posts stuff that I'm friends with, like have it liked and shared and shit like all the time. And then that would just be it. And then comment like, good job, buddy. Like,
Thanks.
cause that's what I want to do, but I don't want to go and scroll through fucking social media to find it and do that because I have a lot of other things I'm doing. I'm a busy fucking guy, man. And even if I'm not, like, I want to do that. Do you have a website? Do
That
you have
is
like
my
a domain? You should
I
get.
own a domain. I own JG's Lounge domain. I just haven't paid for a website.
Well, why don't you just go and take JG's Lounge and go and link it to your Linktree so it just goes right to your Linktree. So you can just tell people to go to jgslounge.com and just goes to your Linktree like mine.
How would you do that?
Do you have it through Google or something?
I don't, it's so my co-host, oh, well, he uses GoDaddy and he had a free domain, so he just gave it to me.
Oh,
So,
okay. So, well, if you're on GoDaddy, you can just you call, and you get to call them up.
okay.
Why is that not coming up? Like
So
if.
if they put GoDaddy or like let's say they put in rustydiamond.com, it would take you to the link tree rather than the .com.
Yeah, like if you type in rustydiamond.net, it goes to my Linktree
Oh,
and just
okay.
redirects directly to my Linktree,
I'll
which
do
is
that.
awesome. Yeah, and it's like whatever, $12 probably
Yeah,
a year.
that's
And
not bad.
that way you don't have to tell people go to my link tree. Just tell them go to jgslounge.com and
good.
It'll
I
take
like
you
it.
Right to your link tree.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's not just link tree. It's like, yeah, jgslounge.com.
I like
it. So, yeah, get the fuck out of here, man. And, dude, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, hell of a show.
I fucking like having you on, dude. I'll have you back after, like, September when I'm
back at it.
When I'm back at it, man. I have, like, two more spots open in May, and then that's it.
Good. Good for you. Take a break, dude.
Yeah, I'm taking a break, man. I need to go fuck on my water slides, dude.
So, all right, yeah. Man. Cool. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good one, buddy.
You too.
All right. Jukebox Ginger, man. Fucking give him a holler. You guys got a fucking hell of an episode there with all kinds of shit. All kinds of wild stuff. So thank you, everyone, for being here. I really appreciate everyone. Thank you. There we go. RustyDiamond.net. So I'm going to go and send this over to dude. And because, yeah, you got fucking, look, I mean, look at this. Check it out. I'll even open this up here. So look at this, RustyDiamond.net. And it goes to linktr.ee/RustyDiamond. And click on all these things. Look, you got all these links. You got fucking Instagram, email, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, X. You can get the podcast here, LinkedIn. It doesn't have my phone number. That's my phone number somewhere else. But like, that's easy, man. That's like $12 a year. It's not bad. Good investment. Thank you, everyone, for being here. You guys are the best. I'm happy you got to listen to me fucking finally tell that story about that bullshit with the other podcast. So thank you for that. And I hope everyone has a great fucking day and is going to take off. I don't know. Next week will be interesting. I got WrestleMania weekends this weekend in Philly, so I'm going to be out that way. I'm going out there tomorrow. So, yeah, tomorrow's Friday. I'm going to take Friday, go to the show at the old ECW Arena, and then be around for WrestleMania for the weekend, and then, yeah, hit the road. So I might be doing some shows from the road this next week. So tune in then. And that is the show, man. Boom.
It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker. It's Rusty Diamond, motherfucker.